Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A warning for Russia. Leaders from the Group of Seven leading industrialized nations say they will stiffen economic sanctions against Russia unless the Russians fully implement a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. After a G7 summit in Germany, U.S. President Barack Obama said there was a strong consensus to keep pressure on Russia for its involvement in the Ukrainian conflict and its annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula.
This is now the second year in a row that the G7 has met without Russia, another example of Russia's isolation. And every member of the G7 continues to maintain sanctions on Russia for its aggression against Ukraine.
On another topic, the president said the coalition fighting the Islamic State does not have a complete strategy because it needs more commitment and recruitment efforts from Iraq. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called on his country's political parties to act responsibly in the aftermath of elections Sunday that crushed his ruling majority in parliament. In response to the vote, Turkey's currency slid to a record low against the U.S. dollar, and the stock market in Istanbul dropped 8%. It was a setback for Mr. Erdogan, who said no party could now claim a mandate to form a single-party government. It is unclear what will happen next. A UN commission today reported human rights violations have been committed under the authority of the Eritrean government. The UN Commission of Inquiry on Eritrea listed the country's president as among those mainly responsible for the abuses. The commission said it was unable to visit Eritrea and received no response from the government to its requests for information. It said Eritreans are in need of international protection. This is VOA News. An Iranian court has resumed the espionage trial of jailed Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian. Rezaian, who has denied the allegations against him by Iran, presented part of his defense Monday at a closed-door hearing at the Revolutionary Court in Tehran. Rezaian's mother, who was not allowed to attend the hearing, describes her son's condition.
He is very tired, very distressed, because he doesn't understand why he is being held. As you know, as journalists, you have very, very little access to sensitive things.
Rezaian's lawyer says his client has been charged with espionage for allegedly collecting confidential information and handing it to hostile governments, writing a letter to U.S. President Barack Obama, and acting against Iranian national security. President Barack Obama says the United States is going to have to be much more aggressive when it comes to cybersecurity. The president refused to say who he believes is behind the recent hacking of U.S. government computers. And on that subject, the U.S. Army says it temporarily took down its website after some content was compromised in a hacking incident. A group aligned with the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad claimed responsibility for that. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that U.S. presidents, not Congress, have the exclusive power to recognize foreign nations. The court overturned a law that would have permitted Americans born in Jerusalem to list Israel as their birthplace. Jeff Rathke is a State Department spokesman.
The court's decision in Zivotofsky versus Kerry today confirms the long-established authority of the president over the conduct of diplomacy and foreign policy.
Jeff Rathke. The UN Secretary General sharply criticized Israel Monday for the deaths of 557 Palestinian children, most of them during last summer's military offensive in the Gaza Strip. Margaret Bashir has more.
Israel's seven-week-long war in Gaza killed over 2,200 people, mainly Palestinians. The Israel Defense Forces launched the offensive last July to cripple Hamas militants from firing rockets indiscriminately into its territory. In an earlier draft of the UN report written by Mr. Bond's Special Representative for Children in Conflict, Israel and Hamas were both reported to be included in the annex, which names and shames the worst violators. Neither party appeared in Monday's final report sent to members of the Security Council, which Philippe Boulpion of Human Rights Watch attributed to political pressure. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
And on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day on the downside. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.